Mike, welcome back. It's another year, another season, and we're really glad that you can join us again here for the High School Hockey Report. My name is Sean Bellegian, and of course, our executive producer. We thank you for everything he does, Drew McCarthy. And every week, we try to talk to different coaches around the state and certainly give you an idea of what's going on, not only with their team, but around the state. And, you know, it's gotten to the point of cliche, but I think it bears repeating. Every coach that we talk to, they hammer this point home. And I'll tell you what, folks, it's built to a crescendo this year. The amount of talent, the amount of good teams, the amount of competition that we should see this year is probably at an all-time high. It's great for the game of hockey, which, of course, if you're listening to this, you agree with me, it's the greatest game on earth, and it's great for a great product. And that, of course, is high school hockey, and that's why we are here. So each and every week, we'll try to bring you some of the names and some conversation about what's going on across the great state of Michigan and the great game of hockey. Kind enough to join us, I guess, guest number one this year. We talked to him last year, and I think the secret is out now. I remember joking to him last season about the secret that was the OAA across the board, and his team, of course, plays in the OAA Red. The head coach at Rochester United, Coach Deskowski. First of all, Coach, it's always a pleasure to talk to us. Thank you, or talk to you, as it were. Thank you for talking to us here on the High School Hockey Report. How are you, bud?
Good. How are you doing?
Excellent. You know, Coach, I remember talking to you about this last year, and I was fortunate enough to do a piece for state champs about the growth of hockey in the OAA. And I think public perception for so long was, wow, what a powerful, powerful football conference. I think you guys opened up some eyes, not only your team last year, but I think the conference as a whole.
Yeah, you know, it was obviously really nice to especially made you look like a guru, you know, having that piece and then watching Farmington, you know, go all the way through everybody and win the D3 championship. But, yeah, there, I mean, outside of, you know, just, you know, Farmington and us winning the league, I mean, there was another 3, 4, 5 really good programs last year and, you know, and put up really good records and beat a lot of good quality teams along the way. So I think that you know, our league did a pretty good job for itself a year ago.
You know, it's interesting, before we get into your team in particular, and let's face it, there's a target on your team, whether you guys like it or not. I think the secret's out. The strength of this particular division, the Red Division, I mean, as you mentioned, Farmington, I mean, defending state champion. Berkeley was a force to be reckoned with. Lake Orion was a force to be reckoned with. There, you can't afford an off night in this division.
And, you know, I think just like the KLAA and the MIHL, the thing that's nice is when you play in a league where you're going to play a good team night in and night out, that's the kind of stuff that prepares your team, you know, especially when you get into March, you start playing in the playoffs. And it's probably why you saw teams like Berkeley, you know, make a pretty decent run, Lake Orion make a decent run, and obviously Farmington winning the state championship. You know, it's that preparation. I mean, obviously it's nice to play good non-league games along the way, but you have to play in your league. So, you know, to play at that high level, it's nice to have that kind of competition, you know, game in and game out.
Coach Deskowski, kind enough to join us, of course, the head coach of Rochester United here on the High School Hockey Report. You know, Coach, just today we compiled a little list of rankings, if you will, on state champs, and I relied on the expertise of fellow coaches, like, all over the place. And, you know, for what it's worth, Coach, you guys came in ranked in at number 2 in Division 1. And as I mentioned, it's probably a different set of circumstances, not only for you and your staff, but for your kids. I think before it was the, hey, let's show people what we can do, but I think it's safe to say there's probably a fairly large target on you guys heading into this season. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I give a lot of credit to the players that obviously have graduated and moved on, and the way they've, you know, things they've done to raise our program to the level that it's gotten to. The big thing now is, you know, the new guys, and a lot of these guys who are on this team, you know, were not part of these teams that we've had previously. So, you know, it's not one of those things that you come into the program, you throw on the jersey, and things just happen. Like, they got to realize that as a program, like, we can't rest on the laurels of things that happened in the past. Like, it's something that we've got to, you know, get that, you know, especially the veterans got to do a good job of of bringing these guys in and showing them the work that's put in and leading them in the right direction. And, you know, I think we have, there's some potential to have a really good season this season, but, you know, it really comes down to having that right mindset, and it comes down to what teams previous years did that were successful, and hopefully, you know, our guys take it on and kind of just follow in their footsteps.
Let's talk about your squad for a second. Without giving anything away, I certainly want people to tune into State Champs on Sunday. I'm very privileged to be a part of the Warrior Player of the Year, and Coach, I don't want to tell you who, but one of your players is on our initial top 10 list. But from your perspective, who are some of the guys we need to look out for heading into this season?
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, we have two guys, I think that, you know, it's not one of those things where we're going to sneak up on anybody. If anybody has been paying attention over the last few years, I'm sure they're pretty aware of Marshall Bowery and Max Harper. Both last year were first team All-Staters. You know, they're both very talented forwards, different forwards. And it kind of reminds me almost of a similar situation that, you know, Coach Mitchell was dealing with at Livonia Stevenson with Dominic Lutz and Tyler Irvine. You have these two players that not only have played together, you know, within the program, but actually prior to coming to the program, were both Rochester Rather guys and played hockey together. So they've been playing, you know, actually even on the same line for years. So it's kind of nice to have that kind of that connection, and obviously being seniors, you know, this is going to be a great opportunity for them to have a great season. Tori Rocco is also another forward, very talented forward, great skater, just a guy that, you know, makes things happen. Alex Shell, big, strong forward. You know, we expect some big things out of him. Matt Botanic, a three-year defenseman back on the blue line, you know, he's going to be a guy that we're going to lean on heavily because, you know, we have a lot of new faces back there. So just kind of bringing them along and kind of guiding them and showing them what's expected. But we got a lot of new faces. So, I mean, we have some quality guys there, but it really is going to depend on, you know, how these other guys are going to come in and fill the roles of a lot of the guys who graduated a year ago. That's really what's going to dictate, you know, how much success we have this season.
You know, a lot of teams are underway. You guys, you got a ways yet before your first game. Is that a pro or a con? And let me get that out there. You start the season against Stony Creek and then a tilt against Brighton. Is that a pro or a con for this team?
You know, for our team, it's got to be a pro. Like, we just got so much stuff to go through and just a bunch of guys just kind of getting acclimated to my systems and things that we expect. So we almost needed that extra week to kind of go through some of this stuff. The con is that the games that we go into are such, I mean, Stony Creek's a league game against your rival school, and that's our first game, and it's going to be an emotional night. It's going to be a packed house. So, you know, I mean, that it's not going to be easy, but at the same time, it's not going to be hard for those guys to get up for it either. And then, obviously, playing a, you know, three-time finalist, you know, they won the state championships two of the 3 years, you know, playing Brighton. You know, we kind of get after it right away, but that's kind of the way, you know, we want our schedule to be. We want it to be a difficult schedule where, you know, night in, night out, our guys have to play at their highest level because, you know, if you're going to get to where you want to get to by the end of the season, I mean, you got to play against teams like that.
Well said. Coach Deskowski, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I wish you and your family nothing but the best, a great Thanksgiving. And then you guys certainly a lot of action coming up. As I mentioned, you got a game at Stony Creek and then a game against Brighton. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. I'm sure we'll do it again soon. But in the meantime, thanks so much for joining us here on the High School Hockey Report, as always.
Thanks, John. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and thanks for everything you do as far as all the stuff you do for high school hockey. So,
thank you very much. Coach Deskowski, kind enough to join us here on the High School Hockey Report. Right back at it here on the High School Hockey Report. My name is Sean Beligian. Kind enough to join us, our next guest this afternoon. Lots of changes for this team all across the board, but a team and a coach that has won a state championship not too long ago, the head coach at Wyandotte Roosevelt, Coach Quint. First of all, Coach, thank you so much for joining us here on the High School Hockey Report. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing very well. You know, Coach, for people out there that aren't aware, a big move for you guys this year. You know, obviously you moved to the Metro, you moved to Division III. How does that change things, or does it change things at all?
You know, it really doesn't, Sean. There's good teams in every division, as you know, and the Metro League is one of the better leagues in the state. So we're happy to be there, and you know, we were sad to leave the MIHL naturally, but for us, we thought it was a good move at the time.
You know, it's interesting. It doesn't matter who you talk to, what part of the state, what division, it really across the board. I think one of the common themes that I've heard in recent years, and it's probably built to a crescendo this year, is the amount of talented players, the amount of talented teams, really how the entire game at this level has picked up in recent years. And I don't think any more so than maybe entering this season. Is that the vibe that you're getting, Coach, heading into the 2014-2015 season?
Absolutely, Sean. I think that, you know, the state of the game has picked up so much momentum. Every team has good players, and I don't think you have that weak team powerhouse problems that you had in the past.
Coach Quint, kind enough to join us here on the High School Hockey Report. He, of course, the head coach at Wyandotte Roosevelt. Coach, I have the opportunity to be a part of the Warrior Player of the Year, and a guy that everybody's talking about. I'm sure you've heard it a thousand times, and a young man that I guess with my job and affiliation with the Whalers, I'm familiar with, but Alex King is a name that comes to everybody's mind. Coach, you've had a chance to see him. You've had a chance to coach him. What jumps out to you about Alex King's skill set?
You know what, Sean? He's probably one of the best hockey players I've seen in a long time. Maybe going back to, you know, the Gerald Mayhew years, and you know, he seems to be a leader in and out of the locker room, on and off the ice, in the classroom, and we're just thrilled to have him at Wyandotte.
Well, you know, and it's amazing because sometimes the individual gets pointed out, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the rest of the team and really your thoughts heading into this season, Coach. You know, I think people know what you guys bring to the table, but what are people going to see when they see the Bears play this year?
You know, Sean, it was a very difficult year for us. We had to cut six players that were on the team last year that tried out again this year, but our talent level has gotten so high that, you know, it was a must-do type situation, and it's a sad thing, but on the other end of it, it's our team is ready to go. You know, I think we can compete at a very high level this year, so we're all excited. Even the coaches have new energy, so.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You guys get her started next Friday at Big Rapids. That's the start of the year. Good thing or bad thing to wait a little extra before you get her going?
Well, in Wyandotte, you never know how far the football team's going, so it's a good thing for us because we do have football players that we just got back after their loss. So.
Yeah, good call there. Hey, you mentioned Gerald Mayhew, and for people out there that aren't aware, of course, he's doing good things for Coach Daniels at Ferris State. I had the opportunity, the privilege, if I may, of calling your game when you guys won the state championship. I would be remiss if I didn't ask for some thoughts from that. I mean, I'm sure it had to be just an awesome thing, not only for the community, but for you as well. I mean, that top line was unbelievable. Your goaltender was out to chase, as I remember, was outstanding. Yeah. What jumps out to you about that team looking back?
You know what? That was a group of kids that worked together as a team. And, you know, yeah, they rode on the shoulders of Nick Kowalczyk, Chase Schmidu, and Gerald Mayhew. But, you know, they were a team. And they came together, and it was just an unbelievable year. So we're hoping to repeat that unbelievable year.
And no doubt about it. A lot of people talking very, very highly of you guys. It gets underway for high school hockey fans against Big Rapids on Friday, November 28th. Coach, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. I look forward to seeing your team in person. I wish you and your family the best Thanksgiving you can possibly have, and I'm sure we'll talk somewhere down the line.
You as well, Sean. Thank you.
All right, Coach Quint, kind enough to join us. Of course, the head coach at Wyandotte Roosevelt right here on the High School Hockey Report. Welcome Welcome back. It is the High School Hockey Report, the first edition here of 2014-2015. My name is Sean Belegian, kind enough to join us. He joined us a few times last year, the head coach at Livonia Stevenson. And I'll be honest with you, before we welcome you in, Coach Mitchell, I think Stevenson was the one team when I was, you know, building the polls and you know, getting some names about potential Warrior Players of the Year. I think everybody kind of said, well, we know Stevenson's going to be good, but what are they going to be about? I think you should take that as a compliment. Coach Mitchell, the head coach at Livonia Stevenson, kind enough to join us here on the High School Hockey Report. Coach, how are you?
Good, Sean. How are you? First of all, thanks very much for having me, and thanks very much for doing this again this year. We're really excited to get this thing off and running again, so we really appreciate all you do. But yeah, as far as our team, you know, we're going to be a little more balanced for sure. We lost our big line of Dominic Lutz and Tyler Irvine, who are both in Topeka now, the North American League, and Devin Kelly, who is in with Metro Jets here in the NA3. So those guys have moved on, and it's exciting for us because we're a little bit more balanced, and it's going to be a different guy every night. So, you know, and they know, and a lot of guys returned, and they're in some new roles, but we're excited here to get going and see who steps up on a nightly basis.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned some of the guys from last year. I think one of the almost forgotten components from your team that ended up winning the D2 state championship, your defenseman, Harvey. I thought he was such a big part of that team. And, you know, when you look at the attrition that has occurred to your squad in the last couple of years, I think that's where a lot of guys go, okay, well, we know what Mitchell's going to do as a coach. I think the proof is in the pudding. But what does he have at his disposal? You know, who are some of the guys that, you know, people need to look out for? And I guess, Coach, who better to answer that question than you?
Yeah, you know, and it's not even about an individual names. We're trying to develop a program, and you mentioned some of those guys we've lost that have come through, and they've been great at setting examples for our younger guys. And you know, the first thing I got to mention with our program is our coaching staff, with Jay Thompson and Brett Rosberry, but then really Kyle Zagata, who does a great job with our younger guys and bringing them up and along. It's really good to have such a staff like that. And so, you know, but guys coming back to lead this year, you know, it starts with our captain, Mick Sinclair, who is a four-year member. Ben Kowalski, an assistant, who's now a three-year member. And we have guys up front, you know, Stephen Olshansky and Alex Hunt, and then on the blue line with Nowak Denemy and Olson, Adam Olson, a new guy, and Alec Allen back. And then, you know, we do return our all-state, first-team all-state goaltender and Andrew Rosenbaum, and we have Colin Barber as well to have a really good tandem. So we're really, you know, really about balance this year. We're looking forward to it and seeing who can step up. Even, I know you're going to ask, we started last night, you know, against Brother Rice and had a heck of a game, a competitive game against them. And it was senior Alex DeFlorio getting three goals for us. So, you know, it's going to be a different guy in different nights. So we're excited about it.
Well, I did want to get there. Coach Mitchell, of course, the head coach at Livonia Stevenson, kind enough to join us here on the High School Hockey Report. You know, Coach, it's so easy early in the season, and I don't want to demean or disrespect anybody. It's so easy to kind of pick the schedule that, you know, okay, let's ease into it. Let's get a couple wins, whatever the case may be. Last night you mentioned you lost 4-3 to Brother Rice, and this is a team, at least in the state champs rankings, Brother Rice is 3, you guys are at 5. It's almost like to switch sports for a moment, Tom Izzo's approach to have the battle tested early in the year. Hey, I want to go play Duke. I want to play Kentucky. I want to play this team, that team. Was that the approach heading into the season?
Absolutely. It's funny you mentioned Izzo. You watch that game and they look at him as an anytime, anywhere type guy, and that's what he wanted to do with Michigan State basketball. And I think the world of that guy and the program that he runs up there, and we try to emulate what he does. So, you know, we came in the first couple of years and yeah, we had our schedule as it was. And then, you know, we started just saying, look, we're going to play as many of these top quality clubs as we can. And, you know, Brother Rice, we were able to get together with a game with them. And we put it at the beginning of the year. Both programs are trying to do the same thing and prepare their guys for later in the year. So it was a great opportunity for us to have them in our place this year. You know, we went to their last year, and so, you know, to keep doing that, and, you know, it doesn't get any easier as we, you know, we have Heartland on Saturday, and then, you know, our annual Churchill game, and then we're at the Cranbrook tournament, and we got to face the Cranbrook, the number one team in D3. So not easy at all for our guys, but they know the expectation at Livonia Stevenson is we're going to play anybody anytime, and we're going to try to get better, and we're going to gear ourselves towards down the road.
Coach Mitchell, head coach at Livonia Stevenson, kind enough to join us. You know, Coach, I'll let the fans debate who's the biggest and baddest out there in regards to division. You know, you might have somebody say, we talked to Coach Staskowski earlier. The OAA really made a statement last year. Coach Quint joined us earlier as well. He's been a member of both the MIHL and now a league that's certainly trying to establish itself with the Metro. The KLAA always comes to mind, and I'll tell you what, heading into this year, much like the state of Michigan itself, Coach, boy, there are just some powerful teams in the KLAA.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about the direction of our league for sure. We can just start with so many with Brighton, what Brighton's done over the past years with the state championships and so many appearances in the title games, and what Coach Muggeth has done there has been outstanding. And you know, then your Novi's and your Northvilles and your Plymouths and your Salem's and the Livonia schools and Howell and these other teams and the Walled Lake schools are improving, and so the KLAA is definitely, you know, we want to be known as a hockey conference. We're committed to that as a conference, so each and every year we strive to get better, and I think if you look at our league from top to bottom, there's no doubt things are looking up for us.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving. Coach Z as well, make sure you tell Coach Z happy Thanksgiving as well. I think a lot of people are looking forward to that tilt against Heartland, and this is a scenario, Coach, where so many good things are happening in this state. When you get games like that, that you circle on the calendar and you say, I don't want to miss that game, I think that's a good thing for everybody. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Coach Mitchell, and certainly look forward to talking to you again in the very near future.
Thanks, Sean. Again, thanks for doing all this. And you know, you're right. And just a plug again, the game, the high school hockey game's on an upswing for sure. We have so many good quality teams, quality programs, and quality coaches. And more kids are looking to go this route as we move more and more players on. It's definitely something, and I hope to join you again to talk about some of those players that we've moved on, you know, as a high school hockey as a whole, and the programs and what we're doing, and to continue to showcase the product that we have here. It's really, you know, one of the best kept secrets of Michigan high school sports is the quality of high school hockey and what we have going on here. So again, appreciate everything that you're doing for us, for the sport in general. So thanks for having me.
All right, Coach Mitchell, kind enough to join us, of course, the head coach at Livonia Stevenson. Well, that's going to do it for week one. Hey, listen, I wish everybody out there a wonderful Thanksgiving. We are going to take the week off next week. I hope you can respect that. Enjoy your turkey. We'll probably be napping at this time next week because it will be Thanksgiving night. For everybody involved, thank you so much for joining us. So hopefully you enjoy this. And as always, if you have any suggestions, get a hold of us. Let us know. If you would like to be a guest on here as well. To our executive producer, Drew McCarthy, all the best to you, my friend, and to everybody else out there, thanks for joining us for another edition and another season of the High School Hockey Report. For everybody involved, I'm Sean Belegian saying goodbye until the next time.